1957, September 20th. Federal Judge Davies rules that Governor Faubus did not use the National Guard troops to preserve law and order and forbids him from interfering with the integration of Central High. The governor removes the National Guard. Little Rock police then move in.
September 23rd. The Little Rock Nine enter a side door at Central High School as a crowd of about 1,000 whites riot out front. The police cannot handle the crowd. The nine students are removed from the school before noon for their safety. President Eisenhower calls the rioting disgraceful and issues Executive Order 10730, paving the way for the use of federal troops to stop it.
September 25th. Under federal troop escort, the nine students ride up to Central High School in Army staff car and finally enter the school for their first full day of classes.
1958.
January 24th. Five bomb threats in 5 days occur at Central, but nothing is found except a stick of dynamite without a fuse or cap and a few firecrackers.
February 17th. Minnie Jean Brown is expelled from Central. Minnie Jean says that she is being punished for calling a girl white trash after the other girl hit her. Sammy Dean Parker, a white student, is suspended for pushing Gloria Ray, one of the nine, down a flight of stairs. And two white boys are suspended for showing cards saying, one down, eight to go.
May 25th. The first African-American student to graduate from Central High School is Ernest Green. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is in attendance at the ceremony as a guest of the Green family.
Atlanta Daily World, September 26th, 1957. Dr. King asks nonviolence in Little Rock school crisis.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
History is on your side. World opinion is with you. The moral conscience of millions of white Americans is with you. Keep struggling with this faith and the tragic midnight of anarchy and mob rule, which encompasses your city at this time, will be transformed into the glowing daybreak of freedom and justice.